There is a tremendous yesod that is brought down in the Chafetz Chaim regarding the idea of being dan as chaveroi lekav zchus. To give your friend the benefit of the doubt. You see your friend doing something that could be interpreted in two ways. It could be interpreted as something that is a transgression, and it could be interpreted as well in a positive light. Is there a chiyuv incumbent on you to be dan es chaveri lekav zchus, to interpret what he does in a positive light, or is this not an actual obligation, but rather something that is only a minik toiv, a proper mode of conduct, something that is praiseworthy, but perhaps it's not something that is a bona fide obligation? So says the Chafetz Chaim, at first glance, this seems to be a machlekes in the Rishayim. On one hand, you find in the Shari Tshuva, and you find as well in the Charedim and in other Rishayim, that this mitzvah of B'tzedek Tishbeit Amisecha is counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs, because it's considered a bona fide mitzvah. It's counted independently as a mitzvah, B'tzedek Tishbeit Amisecha, to judge your friend favorably, which means that it's an actual obligation. That is seemingly the opinion of most Rishonim. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Rambam seems to indicate otherwise. The Rambam seems at first glance to be mashma, this is only a hanhoga toiva, it's only something that is proper, something that we admire, but not something that is in strict obligation, because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos goes on the Mishnah and Avos, where the Mishnah Maseches Avos says that a person should be dan es kol ha'odom lekav zchus, every single person you should judge favorably. And the Rambam over there says that it's b'derech ha'mailo. It's a mailo, it's something that's praiseworthy, it's something that we look up to, but it's not something that is an actual obligation. It's b'derech ha'mailo. In addition, the Rambam brings down the hanhoga of judging someone else in a favorable fashion in Hilchos Deis, which is part of the description that the Rambam gives of the hanhoga of a Talmud Chacham. The Rambam describes how a Talmud Chacham should interact with other people, and as part of that list of practices that the Talmud Chacham should adopt, says the Rambam, the Talmud Chacham should always greet someone b'shalom, should always give someone shalom first, and the Rambam says that the Talmud Chacham as well should always be noyheg, to be danas kaveir lekav zchus, he should judge other people in a favorable light. Again, indicating that this is only the anhog of a Talmud Chacham, it's not something that's an actual obligation. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Gemara seems to imply that it is an obligation. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed, the Gemara darshins three halachas from the Tzedek Tishbeit HaMisecha, one of them being dan es kaveir lekav zchus. And the Gemara also says that the Pasuk teaches us that the Dayan has to equate both litigants that come before him, and he can't give favor to one litigant or the other litigant. He has to judge fairly, which is an obligation. So the fact that the Gemara puts B'tzedek Tishbeit Amisecha as including both halachas, and the second one is an obligation, we would therefore try to ascertain from this Gemara, in fact, that it's an obligation. You would try to determine from the fact that the Gemara seems to put it together with the mitzvah to judge people favorably, to judge people fairly and in a just manner. And from the fact that the Gemara lists the mitzvah and the idea of judging people favorably together with the halacha that the dayan must adjudicate a din Torah fairly, seems to indicate that they are both considered strict obligations. Says the Chafetz Chaim Yisoid, if you take a look in Rabbeinu Yoina, you will find different gradations when it comes to the concept of judging people lekav zchus. Says Rabbeinu Yoina as follows. If a person has a cheskas tzidkus, this person has already been determined to be a choshev yid, a person who's not stam, a regular from Jew, but someone who has been determined to be a tzaddik. He has acted in a way that a tzaddik acts. That's how he conducts himself. He has a chazaka, and therefore Says Rabbeinu Yoino, you have an absolute obligation to don him l'kav zchus. Not only that, even if what he does is not 50-50, even if what he does more gives you the inclination that he's doing something that is usur. He, let's say, is in a car which is driving on Shabbos. Something that he is doing has the clear indication that he's doing something wrong. Nevertheless, since it's not clear, it could be interpreted in two ways. You are mechuyev to interpret it in a positive way if he has a cheska sitkus. So by someone who has a cheska sitkus, not only if he does something that can be interpreted in two ways in a 50-50 manner, are you mechuyev to judge him favorably, but even if it lends itself to the interpretation that is negative, still you have a chiyuv to judge him in a favorable light. However, if the person is a beinoni, if the person has a cheskas kashrus, he is b'chazaka a firm yid who does what he is supposed to do, he's shomer Torah mitzvahs, but he doesn't have a cheskas tzidkus. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, then it depends. If what he does can be interpreted in both a positive and negative way, and it's like a 50-50 type of toss-up, then you are, in fact, mechuyev to judge him favorably. There's a chiyev to be done him l'kav zchus. However, if what he does gives you the inclination and lends itself to be interpreted in a negative way, then there's no chiyev to judge him favorably, because he doesn't have a cheska tzidkus, and what he's doing indicates that he's doing something wrong. However, there's still a mitzvah to judge him l'kav zchus. It's a mitzvah, it's an hanhaga toiva, but it's not an actual obligation. So if he had a cheska tzidkus, even if he does something that seems to be an aveira, you have a chiyev to judge him l'kav zchus. If he is a beinani, then only if it's 50-50 do you have a chiyev. But if it's something that looks bad, there is no chiyev, it's only a mitzvah. And if the person is becheskas avarion, he is a person who has established himself as being someone who commits averis in a regular and on a constant basis, then, in fact, there is never a chiyev to judge him favorably. Even if it's 50-50, you could assume that it is not necessarily doing something positive. However, again, b'derech hamayla, it's a positive thing to do. It definitely is praiseworthy to always judge someone the kafskos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Avada, the Rambam agrees that the din of Betzedek Tishpeit Amisech is an actual obligation. It's a chiv to judge him favorably. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, take a look in the Lashonis of the Rambam, and he says a gevaldige diyuk. When the Rambam says Bederech Hamayil, that it's only a praiseworthy mode of conduct, he's over there referring to the Mishnah Maseches Avos. The Mishnah over there says that a person should be down as kol ha'adam. Every person you should judge the kafzchus. Now, to say that it applies to every person, even if there's no cheskas tzidkus, even if what he does looks like he's doing an aveiro, that's not a chiv, as we just mentioned. By a beinani, if it looks bad, there's no chiv, only if it's 50-50. And by an avarion, there's never a chiv. It's only a mitzvah. So over there, the Rambam says, since the Losh and the Mishnah indicates we're talking about being done as kol ha'adam, then, in fact, says the Rambam, it's only b'derech hamaylo, it's only, as the Rambam brings in Hilchos Deis, the hanhoga of a Talmud Chacham. Something that you should aspire to, but it's not something that's an obligation. There's another Loshon of the Rambam, and the Rambam, when interpreting the Mishnah, the Gemara Maseches Shavuos, does, in fact, indicate that's an obligation. Now, says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what the Loshon of the Gemara in Shavuos is? When the Gemara darshens that you should be down the kav zchus, when it comes to a person who sees his friend doing something wrong, and the Gemara learns this out from the Tzedek Tishpoi Da Misecha, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Loshon of the Gemara is Haroya es Chaveroi, who is doing something that can be interpreted in a negative way. He's Roya es Chaveroi, which indicates that we're talking about your friend, someone who has a cheskas tzidkus, not es kol on. When he has a cheskas tzidkus, then in fact there's a chiyuv in all cases, even if what he's doing seems to be an aveira, nevertheless, there's a chiyuv to judge him in a favorable way. And this, in fact, says the Chafetz Chaim, is something that is a universal shita. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoino both agree that it's sometimes there's a chiyuv and sometimes there's only b'derech hamayil. That's how the Chafetz Chaim reconciles the shita of the Rambam with the shita of the other Rishayim.